AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. One-time Subway pitch man Jared Fogle will plead guilty to having sex with minors and receiving child pornography. This just in from the U.S. Attorney's Office in Indianapolis. The agreement filed by prosecutors ahead of an expected court appearance by Fogle says he agrees to pay restitution to 14 minor victims, register as a sex offender, and have treatment for sexual disorders. The prosecutors will recommend prison time. So many wildfires burning in the West.
We've basically been packed and ready to bug out at a moment's notice for 4 days.
John Wisnowski and his wife are camping at Hume Lake in Central California. He talked to KMPH-TV. National Guard troops are using shovels and axes to dig fire lines in Washington state as they joined hundreds of people fighting huge destructive fires there near the resort town of Chelan. That's in central Washington. The Guard units working in Washington are part of a massive response to wildfires burning unchecked throughout the West. Overseas, Islamic State militants beheaded an 81-year-old scholar who spent most of his life looking after the ancient ruins in the town of Palmyra, Syria. Then they hung his body from a pole in the town square. AP correspondent Bassem Rouet is overseas.
According to state media, IS militants claim that he refused to give any information about treasures in the town, and this could be one of the reasons. But also we learned that he was a member of President Bashar Assad's ruling Ba'ath Party and apparently was pro-government during the conflict.
An arrest warrant's out for a foreign man shown in a security video in Thailand leaving a backpack just before a bombing that killed 20 people in Bangkok. This is AP Radio News. A man believed to be the last of America's World War II fighter aces has died. AP correspondent Ross Simpson reports.
Frederick Payne, Fritz to his friends, left his mark on wartime history by shooting down 6 Japanese warplanes during the Battle of Guadalcanal, a bloody confrontation that helped change the course of the war. The retired Marine Corps Brigadier General, who was believed to be the oldest surviving U.S. fighter ace, died on August 6th at his home in Rancho Mirage, California, at the age of 104. Hundreds turned out to honor him last Memorial Day at the Palm Springs Air Museum. I'm Ross Simpson.
A 5-year-old New York boy trapped in an overturned vehicle with his dead mother and dying sister used his mom's cell phone to call 911. He honked the car horn until police found him. Little Caden Caswell wasn't hurt. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.